The issue of abortion has been dividing Americans for decades. Across the nation, many are either celebrating the potential repeal of Roe v. Wade or mourning its possible loss. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell spoke with people on both sides of the debate in rural upstate New York.
Jim Bickford is sitting inside a convenience store in Raybrook. It's a small town in New York's Adirondack Mountains. He's got a cup of coffee and a Bible laid out in front of him.
Today we just came in to get some food here in Maple Fields and have some fellowship, Christian fellowship.
Bickford believes that every life is a miracle. Think about it, he says, how it starts so small with one tiny egg and one tiny sperm.
9 months later, you got all the bones and brains and everything else, and it's amazing what God has made, and that's a baby that should be born, you know, not killed.
Bickford is anti-abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. So he says he was excited to hear that the Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade. That landmark case has protected a woman's right to an abortion for nearly 50 years. Richard Harris is sitting across the table from Bickford. He's got a little silver cross hanging off his Bible. Harris says it's this book that defines his opposition to abortion.
The Bible says where there's blood, there's life. The life is in the blood. And God is the author of life. We're not the ones that can take it away. It's not all right.
Folks like Harris and Bickford are in the minority here in the blue state of New York and across the country. Polls show that most Americans support the right to an abortion. I ask Harris to imagine being pregnant. What happens if you're forced to give birth, even if it's not what you want, even if you don't have the resources to take care of a child? Harris says he has faith someone will always step in.
I think there are resources and there are people who've been touched by God to love who will care for these children if there's not a father around to really man up for it.
But data shows it is not that simple. There is no universal child care, no universal health care. Research compiled by the Brookings Institution shows that women are often the ones whose salaries and careers suffer. They're often the ones bearing the financial burden of having kids. Abriana Johnson has been thinking a lot about this lately, about what women will be forced to do in states where abortion could become illegal. Johnson is a junior at nearby St. Lawrence University.
Banning abortion is not going to stop abortion. It's going to stop safe abortions. It's just going to cause more people to die.
Specifically, more low-income women and women of color. Studies show it's those women who are disproportionately affected by laws that restrict or ban abortions. In the parking lot of a grocery store in Lake Placid, Laura Hull says this moment is a scary one, and not just for women's rights.
It's ruining our faith in the Supreme Court, because we don't know if this happens and they overturn Roe, whether a bunch of other rights that we have, like gay marriage or anything, will be taken away.
For now, many say they're doing what they can to protect a woman's right to an abortion. Roisin Creedon-Carey is a college student from the nearby city of Plattsburgh.
I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood as much as I can in the coming weeks and months. I'm going to contact my representatives in the coming months. And other than that, I feel a little lost, but I'm going to do as much as I can.
Folks on the other side of this debate say that's their plan, too, to do as much as they can to put an end to abortions all across the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in Northern New York.